Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you ever struggled over whether or not to allow your child to have a smartphone, what the right age might be or what protections you can put in place? Well, a number of parents of children who are about to start secondary school in September are pushing back against the status quo and encouraging their children to delay getting a smartphone. Well, I'm joined now by Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent, who is writing about this today, and parent Mary Lovegrove. Now, I have two Marys, so I'm going to very formally use your surnames here. Mary McCarthy, to you first. Like, you've gone through this process recently because you have a 12-year-old son, and most parents who have children around that age, they know that the convention is if you're going into secondary school, you get a smartphone. Isn't that it?
Hi, Claire. Great to be here. Yes, that's exactly it. So my son was 12 last Thursday. And it's extra hard for me, Claire, because I have two older kids and they were handed their smartphone the year they turned 12, right? So he's obviously extremely put out that he hasn't got his. But, you know, Claire, I think that, I mean, this movement to me is actually amazing because I've been through it before and I've seen the pressure and I've seen how parents have just been so fed up and they feel it's so wrong, but they feel they've no power. So everyone says, oh God, isn't that awful? But they all get the phones. And now for the first time, they're actually sick of being told it's about online safety, it's about online dialogue. And they're starting to think, do you know what? Why are they even getting these phones at 12 and 13? So to answer your question, Claire, it's been very, very hard. But this group has really given me a lot of support because we actually live in Brussels now and everyone in his class, bar one other Irish lad actually, has the phone and they're on Snap. So it is very, very hard. But I'm looking at him, right? And like yesterday he came home from school and I said, how did you get on? And he said, Mammy, it was unbearable. Without the phone, it's desperate. But actually, 5 minutes later, he's outside and he's playing football with his younger brother. So I'm thinking, well, you know what? I've seen what happens when kids get phones. And I've seen they're straight in the door from school. They're on the phone. They're, you know, you see your kid disappear into the phone. And then there's the fights about screen time. And I just thought, I'm not doing it anymore. And, you know, having this group, like Claire, the school he was supposed to go to, in Dublin, they actually have a group now and there's half of them on that group are not getting Snapchat. Okay. So at least I'm able to show them that. You know?
Well, I'll speak about the group in a minute, but just you mentioned that your two older children did get their phones when they were 12. So now do you regret making that decision?
100%. Just like any other parent, I think that they are way too young. In hindsight, I wish I hadn't done it. My 16-year-old, my 14-year-old now will say the phone is the best thing ever. My 16-year-old tells me, do you know what, Mammy, I was too young. Like, you know, on Snap, there used to be these kind of
when
mess
you say
fights
Snap,
in school.
It's Snapchat you mean, Mary, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry, Claire. It's Snapchat. Yeah, so this is an app. It's been out since like about 2012. So basically, all kids, like the minute they get their smartphone and they're on social media, they're onto Snap because that's how they interact. You know, it's like the WhatsApp for adults. You know, that's it. So he would, you know, he said there was all these mess fights on there and, you know, a lot of bantering and, you know, like parents, like they're scared of the bullying and they're scared of the porn and they're scared of all that. But actually, they just don't want their kids to be like vulnerable. They don't like just to little things. Like it's not just, it's every day. They just want their kids to not have a phone-based childhood, you know. And I think now that he's 16, you know, he also sees that. So he's helping me a little with Dermot anyway.
Well, Mary Lovegrove, to come to you and this group that Mary McCarthy has mentioned there, I mean, you yourself were concerned about your own son who will be going into secondary school in September. So tell us how you came to set up the WhatsApp group with other parents and what it is and what it's about.
Yeah, so my son is starting in September, as you said, and when he got offered his place in the secondary school, it was before Christmas and I was talking to another parent and we'd been into various different talks about the dangers of smartphones and social media. So we were really motivated to take action. And we said, why not set up a WhatsApp group for his particular school? We were a little bit nervous about doing it, but it just took off. I mean, we called it, it's a bit of a clunky name, we called it Delay Smartphones and or Social Media. So it's for any parent who's of an incoming first year who's interested in delaying, but they're worried about their child being the only person without a smartphone. And it's also for parents who've already given their children smartphone but would be keen to hold off things like Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can make that decision as a parent, but try telling the 12-year-old who is expecting to get a phone either at 12 or at first year, when they go into first year, that they're not getting one. That's where the problem occurs, surely.
Big time. And my own son, like he's not very happy about this at the moment. And he's mostly worried that he's going to be the only one without one. We've talked about that he could definitely have a Nokia phone. He doesn't like the idea of that because he thinks that it will make him stand out a bit more. But I've talked to him and I've told him that there will be at least 50, so far in his year, there's going to be at least 50 children who won't have smartphones and 68 who won't have Snapchat.
Mm.
But I do find it difficult to talk to him about it without sounding preachy.
Yeah.
And recently I came across a video of Ronaldo and he's explaining why he doesn't allow his 14-year-old son to have a smartphone. So I showed that to my son and it's really helpful when we have role models like that they can relate a bit more to, and that basically we're not just saying no for the sake of it.
Yeah.
That, you know, method in our madness.
Because, you know, we are told that it is our job to make sure that our children are safe online, and schools are trying to help with that. Parents are trying to find out as much as they can. There's a lot of pressure on parents here to do the right thing. So are you saying that the parents who are in your group are saying, actually, the best thing to do is just to delay this, just to say no to the phone?
Yes. To see if we could just hold off for a little while longer. And I was in the school last week talking to the deputy principal, and it was really interesting. He said that from his experience, most of the problems with smartphones and social media occur during first, second and third year, because children at that age, or students at that age, they're still very young, they're very impressionable, they don't have the same decision-making capabilities as, say, older children. So he said the longer you can delay, the better. And when they were lucky for our particular school, because they introduced Yonda pouches a couple of years ago, and they pitched it in a very positive way. When they were rolling it out, they said that this is a way of giving something back to our students. We're allowing our students to socialise more at playtime, etc., when they're having their lunch and stuff. So we want to do that as well. We're taking that approach. We're trying to promote it as a way of allowing our children to fully enjoy and protect their childhood a little bit more.
And Mary McCarthy, there are people probably who think, you know, the cat's out of the bag, like this is the modern connected world that we live in. And maybe it is more about education and awareness and how to be safe online, and parents as well being very well versed on all of those things. What do you say to that argument, that it's too late to start saying no at this point?
Okay, right. Well, I do agree with all that online safety education. I just don't understand why we don't take the precautionary principle and we don't allow them on the phones. We can still teach all the online safety, but we don't have to have them on the phones at the same time. Like, I mean, we tell them, you know, you shouldn't drink alcohol until you're 18, but we still educate them. But we don't say, oh, no, but you can start practicing when you're 13 or 14. Just like Mary was saying there, like, and from my own experience, the younger adolescents, 12, 13, 14, they're just not really ready for it. You know, they have a little bit more emotional intelligence at, you know, 16, definitely 15. So, you know, I hate that cat out of the bag argument, Claire, because I think parents are sick of it. And actually, you know, if there was research, like any kind of poll, it always says that parents are overwhelmingly supportive of delaying social media to 16, like let's say what Australia did. And I think, you know, in future years there is going to be big change, and I would love to see there was an online health task force set up there in September, and their report is out soon. And, you know, I'd love to see them come out and say, why don't we actually start to debate this, or ask parents, at least, you know, ask people what they think.
Yeah, because Mary Lovegrove, I mean, I know you're doing this and you're talking to parents who have children at the same stage as you, you know, 12 going into secondary school. But I mean, you'll know this. There are children in third, fourth, fifth class, probably younger, who have the phones already. So has anyone come to you about having the conversation much earlier in the child's school life?
Yes, and there's already delay groups that are now being set up for fifth class and sixth class. I think parents are keen to get in before confirmation or before, say, Christmas, when a lot of parents might give their children a device at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also there's a new phone on the market now called the Balance phone. And it's essentially, it's a Samsung smartphone, but it has pre-installed Balance software on it. And you can't download any social apps like Instagram or Snapchat. It basically, it discourages any kind of scrolling. So you can get your train timetables, you can get your emails from your school, all that kind of functional, more functional information. So that's a really nice alternative, I think, or potentially we're still on the fence in our household about whether we'll get this or not over a Nokia phone. But it's, I think it is changing, and the fact that a device like this now, it offers a better alternative, I guess.
Right, and it looks a bit more like a smartphone. Now, it's expensive. I was looking at it. It's 300 euros. So it might be just out of range for a lot of people.
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, the upfront cost is expensive, but I guess over long term, because your child is unlikely to be on the device that much, you can avail of a cheaper data plan. So long term, there will be cost savings that way.
Yeah.
But it is, yes, upfront it is pricey.
Have you suggested that type of a phone in your house? How has it gone down?
So I've bought one myself, and I'm struggling a bit with it because I have an iPhone and this particular one is Android. So I'm trying to get used to the technology. So I'm kind of trialing it on myself first, and I'm thinking about it, but I'm just not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think my son would be very happy if he got one because it looks like a smartphone.
But you're trying to model the behaviour that you want to see in your children, right? By not being on so much.
Yes, and also my son is very good. He hates if we're watching television and I'm on my device. He tells me no double screen. You know, I have to put it away. So yes, I very much am. You know, I'm in the process of breaking up with my own phone.
Right. And Mary McCarthy, I mean, you mentioned there that you're living in Brussels now, and you say that other countries are more proactive on this front.
And they really are. You know, I mean, Australia is out there, they're the first, right? But Norway, they've just proposed to increase social media to 16 from 13. Germany already, if you're between 13 and 16, you need parental consent. And in the UK, at the moment they're conducting a study, and this Friday they're going to talk about an online, it's like a safer phone bill. So they're not talking about a ban yet, but they are opening up the conversation. And, you know, I think actually, Claire, I'm just listening to Mary there, like all of us on these groups, we're very motivated parents, right? We have the bandwidth, and we're quite lucky that we have the bandwidth. This is why I think the government need to step in, because they need to act as the motivated parent for all the kids that don't, that hand their, you know, parents can hand kids phones at 10 and 11. And I'm not judging them. Like, you know, a few years ago, I gave my son a phone at 11. I didn't have the bandwidth or the knowledge to say no. So I think it's important that the government does step in with legislation, and in time we can create new norms about it. And then maybe in 2 or 3 years, my youngest is 8, I'm hoping that it won't be normal to go into first year and have a phone.
But things might have changed. And Mary Lovegrove, how can people access this WhatsApp group or this whole movement, this delay movement?
So there's a website called smartphonefree.ie, and there's two things you can do there. You can make a pledge anonymously for your child and the school that they're going to, or you can find a list of the delay WhatsApp groups that currently exist. Or if you want to set up your own WhatsApp group, all you need is one other parent to set up a WhatsApp group for your child's first year parent.
All right. Well,
and there's guidance on there.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, listen, I'd say a lot of people will be interested in that. And thank you both for being with us, Mary McCarthy and Mary Lovegrove. We did ask the Department of Education about the current government's plans for smartphone use in school. They reminded us about the 9 million allocated in the budget to buy those pouches, the secure storage solution. But they say it's not mandatory for the schools to purchase phone pouches. Now, coming up next, spring is in the air, and the swallows and the sand martins are on their way back.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.